This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, don't care what you're doing, everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com is the page, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, where it's just a little bit cooler there than it is here where I'm at, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's still, still 58.
That's right. Yeah, it's still about 51 degrees here. Yep.
Well, it's not snowing, at least.
That's right.
Yeah, and for us, the Floridians, and everybody that's been de-winterized to the nice warm weather down here, we're all wearing coats.
That's right, yes.
And the Canadians are out walking around with shorts and T-shirts.
I can imagine. Yeah, they're used to it.
Yeah, all right. You ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I got an email during the break here, and I'm going to read this. It's from Sherry, and that's all I'll say, because I'm not going to mention her last name because of what she tells me in the email. But here's the message, Kyle, and this is really interesting. Excuse me. She says, you may have seen Senator Ted Cruz lambast United CEO Scott Kirby last week. Mr. Kirby is my boss. I am a captain, namely an aircraft captain, and a co-founder of Airline Employees for Health Freedom, the organization of 2,000-plus United Airlines employees to whom the senator referred. I believe your listeners would enjoy an update on our battle for religious and medical liberty. You can learn more. She gives me the website. It's jabsforjobs.org. Yesterday, myself and 26 of my female co-pilot workers wrote to the BOD, that's the Board of Directors, to refute Kirby's lies. You can read the letter here. She sent me the letter. Well, Sherry, we'd love to talk to you. That's not a problem. So, and Beck, Am, and Bob, I see you just called, so you can call me back if you want. But, Sherry, we'd love to talk to you. I see you've got a phone number you sent me. I will give you a call probably later this afternoon. But that's interesting, Kyle.
Oh, it really is. Very much so.
Yeah. And I saw what Cruz said. And he referred to the 27 female pilots and the 2,000 people that were working for United Airlines.
Right. Well, you know, what we're seeing, of course, is, you know, people taking the stance that, you know, especially if they've had COVID already. I mean, this is a big deal. That's why we have science. It's not just a political thing. It was actually really scientific before the politicians got a hold of it.
Yeah, and you wanted to say hello to somebody. Who was it that caught you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got a real nice message, and this is from Cheryl, and she gave a shout-out to us here and said hello to the professor as well, and so we really appreciate that.
Gee, who could that be?
That's right. Well, it's always nice, and especially when we hear from people, we do want to give them a shout-out and a hello. So thanks for writing in, Cheryl.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We like hearing from the listeners. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, now Senator Elizabeth Warren, you ready for this?
Yep.
Is blaming the grocery store chains for the rising food prices.
Well,
how dumb can you be?
Well, doesn't it go hand in hand with stuff that Jim Psaki had said about how if prices go up or, you know, costs go up, that corporations don't need to pass that on to their consumer and stuff like that? I mean, we just don't know how crazy this is really going to get. But, you know, Captain, it's all part and parcel of things that Elizabeth Warren, no relation, by the way.
She has no idea what it costs to produce something and then ship it from point A to B. And what did I tell you about the price? By the way, I didn't even tell anybody about the price of fuel, but fuel went up again yesterday.
Well, right. Well, what I think that people like Elizabeth Warren are doing is they need to fixate, you know, on something. Oh, it's the store chains that are causing this problem for you. You know why? Because they're big companies, they're big corporations, and that's all bad. And you know, that's why we have to get the government to control everything. I mean, it's just a tactic. I think people see through this kind of stuff because they understand where these higher prices are coming from. They know the Biden administration's not lifting a finger to do anything about it, even as far as what an administration could do about it. But number one, here's the number one thing they could have done, Captain, not kill the Keystone Pipeline, not take us off of being really energy independent. That's what they could have done.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Wednesday morning edition, and I'm going to let Kathy take you to break, and she's going to give us the phone number, so go right ahead. Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh yeah, and after you join the Captain's Army, how about checking out MyPillow.com, because I ordered something at the last minute that someone did everything but hand me a road sign and say I'd really like a MyPillow. I called them up and I said, okay, what do I have to do to get it delivered by Christmas? And they said, well, we can have it there Christmas Eve around 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning. All you got to do is pay a few extra dollars, which wasn't that bad. And then away you go. And I did that. So you can too. If there's something that you want to get off the website, MyPillow.com, you can go over there, take a look. And again, whatever the prices are that are there, it says you need a promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple. Now, when you do that, make sure that you also go one step further and click on the link there, the logo link for the Radio Listener Specials page, because you'll find even more specials there. And prices marked down as much as 75%. And what you'll be able to do is, again, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. So use the word Captain for the promo code. And then, while you're there, if you want to give them a call, you can call them and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, your last-minute Christmas shopping can be right there. Promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, over to Kyle Warren, and we'll get to Kyle before we get to the caller. So, Kyle, what do you want to say?
Yeah, that's right, Captain. Well, you know, we were talking during the break. We got some messages from some of the listeners up in Kentucky from what was happening the other night when we were talking about the tornadoes, when those hard
tornadoes were. Yeah, we were telling live time what was going on.
Yeah, so what was the message that you got?
Well, I had a listener that has a business up there, And he wasn't sure exactly what was taking place. And I was getting, I had the scanner turned on, so I was listening to the developing situation up there, and we were telling people what we were hearing and what we believe was accurate according to the fire radio, because I always listen to the fire department, and I was listening to the fire radio and all the different reports, and talking about the injuries and talking about people being trapped and massive destruction and don't get out on the road because you probably got wires down, this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. If you need to call somebody, call them and let them know you're okay. Meantime, you might want to check on your neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. And the people said you have no idea what your radio show did that night. You were the only program in our area that even mentioned the tornadoes.
Well, you know, Captain, that's one of the, you know, one of the greatest things we can ever hear, you know, mm-hmm. is that being along with the people there as they were experiencing that and trying to provide as much information as we could at that time. That is really
something. Yeah, and this isn't our first rodeo for a disaster. We've been through this a number of times in the middle of the night. A lot of things happen on the Third Watch. All right, let's go over to the phone line, and we've got Bagab and Bob. Bagab and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I understand that a lot of the Democratic Senate, or I guess it's all Congress here, or House of Representatives people, maybe some senator too, I don't know, but that are going to resign. And is this in addition to the ones that are going to be up for election, and will that increase the number of Democratic seats that are going to be available to be turned over in the upcoming election? And, the other thing I was wondering about is, I guess, saw a thing from Gus Bilirakis. He was doing a poll on an email, and I don't exactly know how extensive this is, as to whether, what do they call it?
I saw and talked to Gus Bilirakis last night.
Yeah.
He was where I was at.
Term limits. He was doing a poll on term limits. And I was wondering, is that going to be coming more to the front now? Okay. I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, Kyle, first of all, let me address term limits. As long as the Democrats are in power, you'll never see it.
Right.
You may see it or may see it brought up if the Republicans get put in charge. But what happens is these people get in there, and the longer you're in, the more money you actually can make. And these people become multimillionaires many times over the longer they're there.
They certainly do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to answer his first part?
Well, yeah, I think that it depends. Some that may be retiring may be in really what might be considered a safe seat.
Do you know how many congressmen, Democratic congressmen and women are retiring?
How many of those?
23 and counting.
Yeah, well, and right now...
And those are in predominantly seats that are about to be flipped.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. So some may be in safe seats across the two houses, the two chambers, but those that aren't, mm-hmm. and especially right now, what is mm-hmm. the margin? 5? So can you imagine the earthquake that is likely to occur
in
the House?
And let me address the Senate for a minute. There are more than one Democratic senators who may change their party affiliation to Republican. They've been worked on and worked on and worked on by McConnell and company. Joe Manchin is considering, according to a news story that came out yesterday in the Epoch Times, Joe Manchin is considering becoming a Republican, as is Kyrsten Sinema.
Well, and you know, Captain, what's happening, too, is the Democrat Party is
reading your own.
That's right. They're driving them out, and to their own detriment. Now, in so many ways, that's okay in the grand sense, but it just shows how almost irretrievable having a functioning, for lack of a better word, legitimate Democrat Party really is. And because the far left has colonized into the party so heavily and has the support of some in the media as well, it's a recipe for total disaster.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I'm saying right now that I still believe, even though the Democrats are going to try everything, they're not just going to give up power. They're going to try to do whatever they can.
Well, of course they will. Of course they will, because they see that handwriting on the wall. As I mentioned before, it's the handwriting on the wall. They know that their time is short because the American voter has had it. They've had it with Bidenflation. They've had it with the COVID scare tactics. They've had it with the fact that they can't get back to normal mm-hmm. life, and the fact that they're being told they likely won't get back to normal life. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
By the way, we just had a Christmas card sent to us via Facebook, how you like that, from Jason, and Jason is in Lubbock, Texas, and he's saying, Happy Holidays. Well, okay, but Merry Christmas, Jason, because I say Christmas.
That's right. Well, but we appreciate it very much.
And he's in Lubbock listening to the show right now.
Very
so
cool.
We appreciate that. Yep.
Yeah.
And if you're one of our truck drivers, truck it safe there, Jason, because we get a lot of truck drivers at night that are making comments back and forth. Now, let me go back to my little short list here. Joe Biden personally promised to shut the virus down, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he campaigned on it.
Now he doesn't know what to say.
No. No. They honestly don't know what to do. I think what they part of this is the fact that they're looking for anything that they think they're going to get a win on in terms of public opinion. That's why I think they're trying to shift a lot of this focus. That's why he did his big speech yesterday and so forth. Because they know that if they can hit some of these greatest hits, as it were, that they can try to shift the focus away from the rising prices, the international issues, shall we say, that are brewing with Russia, China, and so forth, the border crisis, you name it.
Okay, I got a message here from Danny, our tour bus driver who's in Kentucky. And he says, Captain, I've been doing volunteer work at a distribution center in Benton, Kentucky since Sunday. We desperately need plastic shrink wrap, large plastic bags for people to take home food, water, and supplies in, and tarps. Sent to 1003 Poplar Street, Benton, Benton, Kentucky, zip code 42025. Attention, Ken Hooper.
Okay, well, that's right. So people listening out there right now, if you can get a lot, some of those supplies and get them delivered or whatever you can do, it is so much, it's going to have a big impact.
Yeah, and Danny, I would ask you to take that message and put it out on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to do that, I do believe.
Well,
try to get the best, you know, get something taken care of as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and then also be sure to put on it, please share, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because the people will share it. My listeners will share it. And what I'll have to do is I'll take that and I'll make a copy of it, and I'll send it to the chat room, and we'll see if we can get it moving around that way. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're rapidly moving along here on a Wednesday morning. A lot of stuff to talk about still. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
A CNN poll found President Joe Biden's economic approval ratings are worse than former President Jimmy Carter's. The media outlet reported Carter's economic net approval rating of -8 points in an early January 1978 poll marked the lowest around this point in a presidency before Biden's -13 points. The poll also indicated inflation is a big problem for Biden. Meanwhile, the president said he's directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and prepositioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And Mark Walters, of course, host of Armed American Radio, heard on many of these same stations across the country. And he's on Sunday nights with the Monster Cast, live at 8 p.m. all across the country. And during the daytime, he's on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with his daily defense program. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factory. You've heard me talk about them for a little bit more than 6 years right now. It is part of what I do every day to keep control of the pain that I have and the swelling and the inflammation that I have a problem with. It works for me. That's why I'm telling you about it. Now, it works for me because it has turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will even lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source, whatever it is you got going on. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. And the ingredients are made from a clinically developed formula that supports the key regulation of enzymes and proteins in your body that you need to have anyway. So it's kind of like taking a vitamin supplement that also takes care of your pain and your discomfort. Now, you can find it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs. And you'll know by the end of the third week what's going to happen. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A Rasmussen poll. Interesting. 44% say that President Trump still represents their views, while 31% say Biden does.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm wondering if some of the 80 million voters... 81 million voters are over in that 44% column, and how many are still in the 31%. I would perchance to think that a lot of people across the highways and byways, if given the chance, they would rather see the policies that were being implemented prior to Joe Biden coming to the Oval Office rather than what's happening right now. And I think that's going to continue. Of course, we'll see a lot of stuff about the Trump and so forth. That's why many in the media can't let go of any of that. They're trying to build it back because, no pun intended, build it back, right, to bring back Trump at least to the news cycle, because they know, number one, it's ratings. Number two, they're very concerned that people are saying, hey, wait a minute, we had it pretty good right before Joe Biden got here, you know.
Well, we talked about voter integrity last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And we talked about voter integrity across the country. And we had a couple of Republican attorneys that were there that were telling us about what was being done behind the scenes that isn't being discussed by the mainstream media, because they don't want to let you know what's going on. And they certainly wouldn't want to let you know that maybe the Republicans are starting to strike back, which they are. And they've done a lot of their homework to get things to where they can anticipate pretty much what's going to happen and what to do to stop slam dunk the offense that would be made by the Democrats.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, we hear a lot about attacking our democracy and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are not a democracy.
Well, of course. Yeah,
they need to stop that stuff.
Well, but the verbiage is that. But, of course, there's another saying that goes, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Well, the price of having legitimate elections is vigilance, and it is observation, because stuff can't be done in the dead of night, no matter what, no matter if it's a presidential election or a city council election or what have you. Americans have to believe in the legitimacy of the process, and in order to get a real result, you know, that's irrefutable. The last thing that you want is to be able to challenge elections. Now, we also, by the way, Captain, we see this starting up already. There was a report that some military generals and so forth, watch out, you know, there could be a Trumpian loser that would not necessarily be Trump himself, but be what they call the Trumpian loser, and they might be able to start a coup or start a revolution or some of that kind of stuff. They're already starting this up because they think somebody's going to call into question the elections. That's why we can't really have that. We just can't. We need to make sure that there's, it's irrefutable what happens.
Now, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, is suing the January 6th committee over the phone records subpoena.
Well, right. I think, is he saying it's too broad for number one?
Well, yeah, because they want the phone records of, he had more than one phone, but they want the phone records of every call that was made.
Yeah. Well, but again, this is part of the staging, really, of creating this investigation to coincide with coming up on this 2022 election season, because they don't have anything else. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't even really run on COVID in the grand sense. So they're going to bring back Trump again with all this stuff about January 6th.
Now, New York City Mayor-elect Adams, who was supposed to be sworn in at the King's Theater in Brooklyn on January 1st alongside the incoming comptroller, Brad Linder, and public advocate Jermaine Williams, said that three of them made the decision to cancel the ceremony after consulting with public health officials and saying it might not be a good idea to have all those people together in that one place because of this variant that's kicking around, Omicron.
Well, interesting. I mean, I guess they would do it by, for lack of a better term, Zoom, I guess, at that point. It depends if it's inside and so forth. But then again, aren't we being told, even here in California, you got to wear a mask inside? Seems like they could wear a mask and mm-hmm. then be okay. But yep. We'll see how it goes.
Now, Bette Midler has had to issue an apology after describing West Virginia as poor, illiterate, and strung out.
You know, when I saw that, you know, it's just so very sad because to describe people like that, and I think it was in the context of, you know, everybody has to bend to the will of Joe Manchin, that he represents a population, as she wrote in her tweet, and I'm quoting, a population smaller than Brooklyn, and basically went on to talk about that he'd sold people, he'd sold everybody out, and he, quote, wants us to all be just like his state, West Virginia. Her words are, poor, illiterate, and strung out. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what a horrible, terrible thing to say, because it's obviously not true.
And by the way, there is a law professor who wants to edit the Bill of Rights to enact restrictions on free speech, making the Second Amendment all about bodily autonomy.
Well,
what an idiot.
Well, I mean, you get these people come along, and they're coming along a lot more.
They don't even understand the Constitution or the process.
Well, of course not. And because it can circulate very quickly in the media, oh, he wants to edit it. Oh, he wants to do this and that. Well, I think in order to change the amendments, you probably, you know, I think you have to have a constitutional convention or something like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, but see, this is one of the reasons why the founders put those things in there to begin with, because they knew that you were going to have this notion of mob rule, of having everybody go, well, let's throw that out because we just don't want it anymore, or some people don't want it anymore, so they yell louder and they create another crisis, and that's why the framers made it the way they did.
Speaking of mob rule, congratulations, New York State. You just broke the COVID-19 case record for the fourth day in a row in your state, New York State, and way to go with the governor you got doing what she's doing, just continuing pretty much the Cuomo policies again. And that herd immunity stuff is never going to happen if you don't open some things up.
Well, right. Well, right now we understand that 82% of the adult population in New York State, we believe, is fully vaccinated, according to the reports. But 23,000 cases on Sunday alone, we understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And until they get dead people off the voting rolls up there, they'll continue to have that problem.
Right.
Well, 26,000 people.
Yeah, and that's not insignificant, is it? It's really not. Yeah, and
that's enough to win an election.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But that exposes the sort of the dark underworld there of how things can really get done, and people don't want that.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along. And I'm going to let Mark Walters take us to break here at the top of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And that'll take us up to the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
It's fun.
That is the Village People. Remember them, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
YMCA. And I read across that a little while ago. And I said, well, why not? That's an up-tempo song, and people might appreciate not hearing it for a long time. But there you go. All right, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at a lot of rain in the Northern California area, San Francisco up through Sacramento. This is going to go on up through about Redding or so. Of course, coming across I-80, if you're heading out towards Reno, you're also going to want to know what's happening in Downer Pass along I-80, 26 degrees and snow showers that you're going to encounter there. That's going to be like that, I think, for the next few days or so. We've also got rain in Portland, Oregon. We've also got rain in Seattle as well, and that could give way to snow as we head into the weekend. The snow now from last hour moving out. Now it's getting a little bit closer over towards Spokane, Washington, and over into northern Idaho near Coeur d'Alene as well, coming across I-90. So you're definitely still going to encounter that as you come out of Seattle east going on I-90, but the snow seems to be moving a bit. Then also, we've got winter weather advisories through the Pacific Northwest area and on in towards into Montana. Some of these mountain passes we want to take a look at. We told you about Donner, but Cabbage up on I-84, 25 degrees, freezing fog. So be careful of that, because that is obviously very significant. For the July pass up in the area we were just talking about, 24 degrees, and you've got snow up there. That's going to be going on for days as well. Snoqualmie Pass, I-90, 25 degrees, slush and ice, and also freezing rain in that area. So please be very, very careful of that.
Yeah, and you know, coming down Cabbage, if there's freezing rain up there, that's always been an adventure too, because you got a couple of real bends that you got to go around, and sometimes it won't bend the way you think it will. Now, let's go over here. By the way, Nebraska, just a little short area out west. Got a little fire weather watch warning here. Plus, it's windy out there tonight. As I mentioned, if you don't like the weather, just wait an hour and see what happens. We've got the snow starting in up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan, which is what I told you I thought was going to happen because of the wind flow up there. We do have some windy conditions on Lake Superior, Lake Huron, definitely Lake Michigan, but the upper peninsula up there, you are getting snow right now coming off the lake, and it looks like as if it's setting itself up also for Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, where we've got an area of snow right now north of Watertown, New York, up there towards the Thousand Island Bridge, and then another small area over there west of Cleveland right now. Now, over in the East Coast, we've got windy conditions again that come all the way down towards Cape May, New Jersey. But then taking a look up the line, you've got snow in higher elevations of Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and right up along Maine's coastline, inland about 40 or 50 miles until you get up around to the Bangor, and then it's all the way to the Canadian border, and we have a winter storm warning tonight up in the northeastern part of Maine. And there you go. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J out there. Make sure you pull on in there. Check them out. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get the fuel card. Save some money, because the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Morning.
The Department of Homeland Security is going to close the gaps in the border wall? Holy smokes.
It's kind of interesting. I think they know that they're getting hammered, especially when we have arrested or detained this last person from Saudi Arabia that has terror ties.
Yeah.
So, look, we don't know what the gaps really look like. We don't know how far they are. So I would imagine It's almost as, and there's select areas where they're doing this too. So this could be several miles of closure. So I would say it's at least a step in the right direction. However, they have not said what they are going to do with all the steel and all the technology inventory that they have sitting virtually on the ground, baking in the sun, and rotting in the weather, which is big, big, big dollars.
Yeah.
So the state of Texas has asked if they can buy or use some of that since the taxpayers have already paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the initial answer was no. They had other plans for it. Now they're kind of backing off on that. So we'll see where this necessarily
because they
goes.
Didn't have other plans.
Well, I rest my case.
Yeah. Well, of course, where we're going to see this is San Diego, El Central, Yuma, Tucson, El Paso, Del Rio sectors, the border wall gaps that we've all seen there. People walk up to where there's a gap in the wall, and then they walk around and walk in. And they're going to replace the missing gates, the guardrails, the signage, as well as address the incomplete foundations and repair power for the gates that have been hung that are inoperable. So that's what they say they're going to do. We'll wait and we'll see.
That's correct. You just have to wait and see for sure.
Yep. Okie dokie. Coming back right after the top of the hour news. I hear the music coming up. Hang on there. All right, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. But don't forget, it's all about We the People here in the program. We the People. And you can give us a call if you want. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.